away.
All right. Champ was talking to us today about kind of some of the problems with the defense a little bit, and you know, guys maybe doing too much. Is that still the case? I know it's something we've been asking you about for a couple weeks, and you know, the being out of position and those type of things.
What was the too much you said?
You guys maybe doing out of position
too much, you said? Or?
Yeah, those kind of the same things. Josh was talking about it earlier today too, with missing gaps and.
Yeah, we just and it's hard to decide what it is, but it's usually as the game wears on, you know, we start to do our own thing a little bit. But this isn't the first time these kind of things happen. They typically do happen throughout the season, and you want to minimize the opportunities you're out there for. You know, we have to get off the field quicker. Anytime somebody has a lot of tries at you, whether it's because you're not stopping them and getting off the field on third down or whatever it be, the more tries someone gets offensively, obviously they start to expose you no matter who you are. That's always been my experience. That, you know, when we're playing well, we get off the field quickly. We get off three and out, four and out, five and out, whatever. But we've been on the field lately a good bit because we're having a difficult time on third down. Last week we did a better job on third down. It was 38% or something. But the 3 weeks prior to that, we weren't doing a great job. So like I said, I think some of the breakdowns are probably twofold. One is we're out there enough where they expose us, and the other is the guys need to stay true to what their responsibilities are and not all of a sudden think they're gonna be the big hero and save the day and fix it.
Mike, we were all a little surprised that Robert Ayers didn't dress. Can you just kind of address some of the rookie struggles he's had?
It's production. You know, he hasn't had a lot of production in the last few weeks, although Jarvis has been doing a very good job in practice for over a month, and we just thought, you know, let's give Jarvis an opportunity. They fulfill the same role in what we do, and so we just took the opportunity to try and give somebody else that chance and see if we couldn't inspire Robert a little bit too to get his game together. But that's really what it was.
Do you think that accomplished its task? Has Robert got his head together? And how?
I don't know. We'll only know going forward. We'll see.
How about Jarvis? How do you think he did?
Well, he didn't have as many opportunities as I would have hoped. Like I said, the last few weeks are third downs. There was not a lot of third downs. The prior weeks we had some, but we weren't doing as good a job on them. Last week we didn't have a whole lot of them that were over, you know, 5 and 6 yards. So the opportunity to actually really rush a quarterback, there weren't as many. So when he was in there, he jumped off sides on the first one, which definitely doesn't help his cause. But the other ones he did okay. He just, again, we didn't have a lot of production to speak of in those situations. So, you know, he was part of that.
With the run defense you've had and, you know, a 265-pound back coming in and Jacobs, do you deal more in your coaching on, you know, getting the man up, you know, try to motivate guys at, you got to be men this week, or is it more assignments and technique and that kind of thing?
I'd like to think it's all the above. I mean, you always want to get your guys to play well, play at a high level, and obviously we did that the first 6 weeks of the season. The last few weeks we've fell off in our run defense, in particular the last 2 weeks. But again, if you look at the amount of tries, last week they ran the ball 42 or 45 or some 47, I don't know how many times it was, but it was a lot of tries. Anytime someone's able to run the ball that many times on you, it's going to look uglier. You know, it's going to look ugly. And for whatever reason they had that opportunity is a different problem. But as far as this week goes, we've got to do a damn good job, obviously, because they're a good run team. But we have done a good job against some very good run teams. We just haven't done it recently. So we got to get back on track.
Why do you think things have turned around so bad on second halves? You know, you guys were outscoring opponents 76-10. During that 6-0 start, now it's 77-17 the other way.
Yeah.
What are a couple of things that need to get fixed that are falling apart there for you?
I would say as a football team we haven't. You know, we've given up, like I said, we haven't gotten off the field like we should defensively. We've given up some scores in a kicking game, and we've, our offense has had a tough time standing on the field. So I just think as a football team, we got to compliment one another. You know, Josh talks a lot about complementary football, and he's exactly right. The good football teams compliment one another. You know, our defense was being talked about as playing well, but believe me, the offense had something to do with it, and so it all works together. You know, the best defense is usually, if you look, I mean, a good example would be the Saints. The Saints play really good defense, but that's they got to compliment their offense on why they have good defense too. And our football team's no different. When we're doing well, it's a team. You know, it's a team effort. So I would say why that turnaround has been what it's been a team effort more than more than it's been anything else. And we have to. If for nothing else, you can still do your job on one side or the other, and we have to just take care of our own business. Hopefully we can do that. Maybe we can inspire, the other areas as well.
Do you think fatigue has been a factor in that at all?
That's really not my area. I don't know. That's hard for me to say. That's really one you ought to ask Josh. I don't see it, but... Again, it's to each man their own. When you talk about conditioning, now we are a well-conditioned team, and there's no question about that. We really do. Our guys are in good shape, but you play some good opponents and you take a beating. And you can't avoid that because otherwise you're trying to win a game. There's going to be collisions and contact. So from a conditioning level, I think we're very good. But from a not sore standpoint, I think everybody's sore right now.
Now, we talked earlier about the age in your secondary, and so about this time, I'm sure you're hoping McBath and Alfonso would be ready to step in and contribute more. How have they come along? Are they ready to take on a bigger role as you come down the stretch here?
Both of them see part-time playing time. But as it stands, the other, obviously our veteran players, our starters are currently, the better players at their positions. The rookies have not unseated anyone at this time, and it doesn't look like they'll do that anytime soon unless someone gets banged up. Darcell's had to go in the games a few times, as you guys are well aware of, and he's done a pretty good job. Zoe's had a little bit of playing time as well, but none of them are ready to take anyone else's job at this point. You'd always like your rookies to come in and be able to play. I've been associated with a lot of rookies that have come in and started right away, and they played at a high level, and it was great. Some of them took a little longer to get in the lineup. So as it stands right now, these guys are just taking a little bit longer, but that doesn't mean in the long run they'll be any more or less of a player. Good enough?
Good enough, Mike.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.